Welcome to part one of this week's DBM strategy call. Let's start with a bombshell from Pennsylvania Avenue. For years, the banking lobby has been screaming that if stablecoins start offering rewards or yield, it'll cause a $1.3 trillion deposit flight and destroy community banks.
Right, they portrayed it as a total drain on the traditional system. But the White House Council of Economic Advisers just dropped a report that basically says, actually, it's not that deep.
Exactly. Their model shows that banning stablecoin yield would only boost bank lending by a microscopic 0.02%. That's about $2.1 billion. In the grand scheme of the U.S. economy, that is a rounding error. They called the bank's fears simply implausible.
It's a huge shift in rhetoric. They're basically admitting that stablecoins aren't the enemy of the bank. They're just a more efficient version of a digital dollar.
Okay, next up we have MicroStrategy versus the miners. While the White House is talking, MicroStrategy is buying. Have you looked at the 2026 acquisition numbers? It's insane. So far in 2026, MicroStrategy has snapped up 94,470 BTC. To put that in perspective, the entire global mining network only produced 43,000 BTC in that same period.
They are literally buying Bitcoin 2.2 times faster than it can be created. We're watching a single public company outpace the entire world's issuance. It's the ultimate supply-demand squeeze play.
Next, we turn our attention to the broken petrodollar and the Strait of Hormuz. Bloomberg just ran a headline that felt like a bell tolling. Iran's war broke the petrodollar.
This is the story of the decade. Since 1974, the world ran on a security for dollars deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. protects the oil, and the oil is sold only in greenbacks.
But that deal expired in June 2024 and wasn't renewed. And then came April 6, 2026. Aaron Brown at Bloomberg pointed out that the loop is officially dead because the U.S. military couldn't keep the Strait of Hormuz open. If the U.S. can't guarantee the security, the petrodollar has no reason to exist. What happens in the Strait in coming weeks will be telling as the world economic order shifts.
And here's the kicker. Iran is suggesting it will allow ships through the Strait, but they've set a toll, $1 per barrel paid in Bitcoin.
This is a world order shift. For the first time, a global oil choke point is potentially being tolled in a currency that no government can freeze or censor. It's converting military control into digital monetary infrastructure in real time.
Which brings us to the latest with the Genius Act and global adoption of digital assets.
Yes, in response to all this unfreezable money movement, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent just released the proposed rules for the Genius Act.
It's a carrot and stick approach. They're allowing stablecoin innovation, but the stick is a requirement for full sanctions compliance. Every permitted issuer has to be able to block, freeze, and reject transactions.
It's a direct response to Iran. The U.S. wants to make sure that even if the oil is moving, the stablecoins used to pay for it can still be controlled by Washington.
Meanwhile, look at Japan. They just officially approved a bill reclassifying Bitcoin and crypto as financial instruments, putting them in the same category as stocks.
So, while the Middle East uses BTC to bypass the system, the rest of the developed world is busy integrating it into the foundation of the system.
The transition from the British pound to the dollar took two world wars. We're watching the next transition happen through code, oil tolls, and boardroom buys.
Slowly, then all at once. The only question now, are we positioned to take advantage of this macro-level leverage and thus create personal choice? A process that demands professionalism, education, and careful strategy. This is where the DBM Academy comes in. Decades of combined experience distilled into one neat ecosystem of value, support, and success as we work together to nurture successful digital businesses. It's the most empowering industry in the world for those willing and able to do what it takes. A great way to get started and remain focused on your goals is to access the DBM Strategy Call Part 2 every week and to take your seat on the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.